Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it cause I'm a star? It maybe could be my star. Pull out my chain and rain. My Rolex watch, it got 50 carats. It could be QC, or even maybe it's me. It could be death or I was flight. Shopping in Beverly. What's on your mind? I'm not in your wine.
I ain't tryna spend no time.
I know my bitch, she so fine, but I don't know what's on her mind.
Gotta pay that cost to be a boss.
I put on my little bitches playing golf.
Young nigga walking with Nina Ross. I'm dropping the balls like Viet Cong.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
They say I'm picky cause all my bitches is crazy. I'm missing bitches to bitches, smoking the Philly. Double it out till it's the period to check it, they hit it, they scratching the itch. The Florida we killing, the Florida we spitting, my nigga, you know we infinite. Jumping in St. Louis, I'm a lunatic. I'm a mega, but my bitch an immigrant. I got the boot, but no trembling. I earn a plug, you the middleman. I never leave my niggas starving. You niggas mistake me for Marvin. I got 50 bricks up in the trunk, and they right next to their car.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it my looks or is it my wealth? What is it, the way that I carry myself? Let me know, I need some help.
Let me know.
That secret to yourself. Bitches be saying I'm making funny cause a young nigga got a lot of money. She looking at me like she wants something. Can't give her nothing but a couple hugs. She stuck up on a nigga trying to give a nigga kisses. Baby girl, you trip.
I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
I know why you came.
I know.
In this club tonight.
Why?
Looking for a nigga that's gon' change your life.
Oh no, why I came
in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Don't.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
maybe
think
bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he is.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. time spinning. Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe. They counted the shots. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a swim, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted the shots. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go? Please Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said, fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judge you how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we lit this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call Kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor because I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Lo, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's a Psalm 151, it's a New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole big, they say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of hovin' gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a whole big. Hove dead. This time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God this down.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is here. Oh, yes, He did.
Dougie, yo told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down. All this time I thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I done sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image.
You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different.
I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life
they trying to keep me down. They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time
I
thought I
would make it out.
Never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
Keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico. A high nigga put a hit out. and another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them, about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me, but I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name, got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid, and the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life, trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't
break
me, they couldn't break me.
No, no,
they couldn't take me, they couldn't
take
me.
No,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
Peace, was good. What's popping out there with y'all? Can y'all hear me out there? What's poppin', y'all? Yeah, what's good with y'all? Oh, y'all could hear me just now. Okay, perfect. Alright, in any instance, I'm gonna plug up the headphones just in case. Yeah, what's good, man? So I was a little distracted just now because I have a couple messages on IG. Friday, somebody said they sent an email. Today, I get question marks, and then followed by y'all playing. I don't know who this person is. I don't know what we're playing about, and we have no correspondence from it. So, oftentimes, when y'all are obviously in need of assistance, you have to afford us an opportunity to get back to you first and foremost. But yeah, I'm not familiar with anything that's going on with email that you supposedly sent or whatever information that we're depriving you of. So, you know, reach out to us and hopefully we can get that rectified. Everything right now is going through lowlifeacademy.com. So what that means is that we perfected the issue, I guess, with our our membership subscription. The fee hasn't changed, but the initial sign up, I believe, adds on an additional $25. So outside of that, the fee is still the same. So what we're currently doing is we have classes at 1 and at 3 on Saturdays. I'm thinking about making some additional changes. Also, we're going to put a private Telegram chat for each community that we have. So for those that are in the private membership, we'll do one for them. And then we'll do just a sharing of information in Telegram for other folks that just want to just come in and dig into some information, but there won't be any classes associated with that. So Telegram is different from the membership, but the memberships will include a Telegram private chat so we can have camera conversation, and we can do follow-ups during the course of the week as opposed to waiting until the weekend. So with that being said, I've been having some fun, y'all. The last few days have been extremely, extremely exciting. And I shared this privately with the mentorship groups, and then I had a final live on our public Telegram, which I got to change the links and do some deletions and stuff like that. But ultimately, what we have is something that is absolutely insane. And I can't tell you how close some people were, and for others, how far away they are from what truly is. And I'm not one to necessarily point fingers, whether for praise or for blame. You know, it's our duty, I really believe, to help everyone clear up some of this misguided conception and perception that we have of the things that are going on. So what have we confirmed? Well, we have confirmed, and I guess this is a prelude to Thursday. Why am I still getting blown up on the text? We have confirmed, okay. I see what that is. Yeah, so we have confirmed quite a few things in terms of what was established. So if you want to, you know what, I'm going to take a look at it with y'all today, because I think that I kind of go around some of these things at time, and I'm always instructing you all to go look up stuff. And oftentimes I haven't been doing it lately with y'all. So just as a precursor for Thursday's show, because I didn't get a chance to do the recording. My day was hectic today. Had a few consultations, and then a couple errands I had to run, and taking a look at some different options. But in any instance, if you want to know more about what we're dealing with, excuse me, to me, and I can't speak for everyone else, to me, and I can't speak for everyone else, to me, and I cannot speak for everyone else, it is very clear the fact that they disseminate what it is that is and what it is that is not. So what I'm trying to say is they will demonstrate for us in all of their codes the public process as well as the private process. But what's very clear about this particular section is that it tells you exactly what we're dealing with. And it says, this is what they want you to do. What do I need to know about accounts for minors who have not had a legal guardian appointed by a court? Now, you know, I used to ponder when I first came across this information. This has been over 2 years now. I've been asking y'all to go through these different codes, and I'm going to go through some of them tonight, but it's been over 2 years I've been asking y'all to do that. So what's interesting for me is that when I first read it, I was like, what do you mean, you know, guardian appointed by a court? What do I need to know about accounts for minors, right? That's one part of it. Second part of it is those that have not had a legal guardian appointed by the court. So oftentimes they're meant to confuse us in the lingo and the language that they use. Thursday, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. All right, so it says here, if I go into A, we do not permit a minor to purchase securities. All right, so what y'all don't know is that we're under a bunch of different entities, right? And these entities deal with Treasury, they deal with fiscal services, and then they deal with everything through the Treasury Direct governing securities. Now, if you know, like I know, that the birth certificate being produced on a certificate paper and everything else under the sun demonstrates exactly what it is that's left on the table, and that's unclaimed. So it says we do not permit a minor to purchase securities. So you're a minor. Everybody's a minor. according to them. This is not me saying it, it's them. Now, I don't know if I like this view today, because normally a lot of these terms were highlighted in the past where I could just click on the word. These people are so slick. You can click on the word and then, you know, it will just pop up the definition. That's funny. All right. So I guess we got to know where to look if we want to know the definitions. We won't go there. They think we don't know. They think we don't know. Let's start here. Let's start here. Okay, look like I don't know. Alright, so did I not know? Do I not know? Because this is getting out of hand. Okay, I hear. Oh, God. Alright, so I got it. Alright, so, boom. When you want to know what the terms mean, you have to go to a section they have here that says, what special terms? And notice the term special. But what special terms do I need to know to understand this part? Now, it's just amazing that they say this part, right? So if you go back over the last few shows that I've done, everything should be coming together for you individually and collectively, because we've been saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. I know sometimes it's very difficult for you all to see it, but nothing has changed. What has changed, however, is the fact that they changed their code. Oh boy, this is gonna be interesting. You know, now I gotta search my computer. Let me see if I can do that while I'm doing this to see if I ever downloaded a copy of things on my computer, because I like to prove that codes are changed. And I gotta see. That's not this one. Just give me a second, y'all. They definitely changed this thing. Oh, boy. All right. So they made a lot of changes. And I can't find my copy. Prior to that, I'm looking for, and normally what I do is I take down the codes that I'm studying, and I'll create a folder for them, and I'll make sure I capture everything. So what's missing is the original definition that they have for custodian, but we're going to rock with what they have. So let's do this. Minor is the term I'm looking for. So just to be on point, so everybody knows what a minor is. And then you can play around with this however you feel. But is it me? Oh, I was just about to say, am I bugging? All right, minor means an individual under the age of 18 years, and it stops there. So that's what they say a minor is. The term minor is also used to refer to an individual who has attained the age of 18. So now that person is at or over 18, right? But has not yet taken control of the securities contained in his or her minor account. Now, a lot of people would want you to think that what they're referencing there is a scenario where someone passed away and they left whatever securities, as they described it, right, for someone who is under the age in real life, so to speak, of 18 years. And it would make sense that that person is a minor, and when they turn 18, they got to come forward and they got to claim their whatever, right? What they don't tell you is that there's other places that emulate the same sentiments. What am I looking for? Shoot. Y'all know. I like that I don't even gotta type some of these things anymore. I don't search these things so much. It's like insane. Okay. All right. Can I see it properly? Because I just want to read that. Okay, yeah, perfect. So in another section of another code, it says here another term. And the term that they use is infant. It says an infant is the decedent of an estate. Now, one would have to ask themselves, logically, let's just be logical, objective for a second. One end of the spectrum, as it relates to the same things that an estate would embody, they say that you can be over the age of 18, but still not claim what is outstanding. The other piece of it from the IRS says, overstand what an infant is. If you overstand what a decedent is, and if you overstand what an estate is, it's telling you the same damn thing. That on this side of the spectrum, there is a claim, but action needs to be taken. I've said these things over and over. The reason why I'm not going into full detail tonight is because I have exhausted these things to y'all for 2 years. And y'all didn't want to hear me. Some of y'all, not everybody. And the reality is, now that I'm in control of evidence, proof, it's just going to get more fun. So let me try to bridge the gap for you. Let me try to help you to see what I see so that you can make sense of this. All right. We're going to keep it really simple tonight. I haven't done this in a while. So being simple, that is. So let's look at this. Let's see if I can find a proper definition for this. And I'm just giving you this definition as opposed to digging into some of these actual definitions and going to places. All right. Watch this. Y'all ready? Peep this. It says a minor, right? A minor, an infant or person who is under the age of legal competence. Wait, did it just use the same term that is described in the IRS manual? Did it just literally say an infant? Okay, so now we know that an infant and a minor are synonymous. They're one in the same. Pay attention. This is where y'all get fooled. But pay attention. Now, just in case we don't know what an infant is, let's go click on see what infant is. And I got to come back to minor because minor has a whole lot more stuff that I want to go over. All right. So now what does it say? Infant. It refers to persons. I sometimes when I do these things, it's like I have an epiphany. Why? Because you don't know what I just said. I just said infant, and they're not talking about contract law. They're not talking about admiralty. They're not talking about anything but persons. So an infant is an artificial fucking being is what they just literally just said to us. Hello? Y'all don't get it, but you'll get it though. Infant, as it relates to persons, and it's the only thing that it can relate to, they designate the age piece. So, but it is talking about full age versus non-age, right? This is all the fluff that is centered around the term. So what it really focuses on is at times your ability to do something and make it binding. And what is that thing that you would be doing? Contracting. It says, in general, an infant is not bound by his contracts,
right? An infant can't enter into contracts. Right? It says, or unless he is empowered to enter into a contract by some legislative provision, and there is none. And it continues, as with the consent of his parent to put himself or to enlist in the services of the U.S. So they don't stop minors from serving in the Army or the Marines or any of those things. But you got to have special permission to get married. You got to have special permission to make certain decisions that are going to put you potentially in a binding contract. Note this, once you are married, you are considered to be competent. But the mere fact that you have entangled yourself with the state in your marriage, so what happened is you go and you want to get married. You go get licensed, oh, you messed up. You messed up. You went and got a license. As soon as you got a license, positions were changed, and you are locked in to another portion of an incompetent contract. So watch this. Contract made with him may be enforced or avoided by him on his coming of age. Now, I want to be very careful that if you follow the delusion of there is some action to be taken to correct something that you never designated, then I think I have done a poor job of leading you to what you need to understand. The reality is you did not do any of these things. These things were done to you. So as I've always stated, and hence why I said you didn't need to double down and authenticate to say, yes, we admit that the fraud that's happening to us is true and correct. They already knew it was fraud, right? It was already acceptable according to the different agencies because they're all about sales. So once we move past that, I'm telling you all that the only thing you have is a claim. Now, what do you have a claim to? Well, shit. It's like history lesson I'm going through. So let's look at it just real quick. I'm going to come back to some of this stuff because these are webinar type topics where I can take my time and really go through it with you all because I'll be honest with you. All right, let's see. So it says here, the Registrar of Titles is authorized to receive for registration of memorials upon any outstanding certificate of title, an official birth certificate pertaining to a registered owner named in said certificate of title, showing the date of birth of said registered owner, providing there is attached to said birth certificate an affidavit of an affiant who states that he or she is familiar with the facts recited. The problem is, can I help you all tonight? The problem is, you were never competent to those facts that were recited. Mic drop. Every last one of this shit was misleading. Hello? They want you to admit hearsay, and we do it extremely well. It goes into voidable and what's not voidable and all this stuff. Who can be held accountable? See, he is also punishable for a crime if of sufficient discretion, so on and so forth. It doesn't clarify what the hell you're talking about there. I thought it was going to go into something. The protection which the law gives, this is what it is. This is what I want y'all to understand. The law was meant to protect the infant. The protection which the law gives an infant is to operate as a shield to him. And if you take that term, this term right here, literally, in its sentence, its statement, that's exactly what they do. They are a shield to the infant. To protect the infant from bad contracts, to protect the infant from injuries either done to others or by others. I got to go into this myself. So let me go back to minor as it relates to status, because I want to more focus on this portion of it tonight. It says an infant or person who is under the age of legal competence. Pay attention, competent. A term derived from the civil law, which describe a person under a certain age as less than so many years. In most states, a person is no longer a minor after reaching the age of 18. But they just told you that there's a condition on us actually being perceived as minors or getting into majority. Now, I hate the fact that none of those definitions that I just went to actually gave us a good idea of what this shit is. So let me pull it up. I have one on my phone that I feel like, oh shoot. Let me see. Infant. It says a person under the age of legal capacity. See how it changes everything? We're talking about capacity. As a second reference, it says a minor. Now, notice that we had the exchange on this one where it says minor and infant. But then when I clicked on their definition of infant, it doesn't say a minor back. So I'm trying to let you know that they're one in the same. So to give you a better understanding of what this means is that infancy speaks to, and this is definition, people, infancy speaks to the status of one who has not attained his majority. As a matter of fact, he's a minority. As a matter of fact, he's of a non-age. An infant has a mind, but it's immature, insufficient to justify his assuming a binding obligation. I already spoke to these things. He can do no legal act that will bind him except enter into an apprenticeship, contract for necessaries and teaching, and perhaps enlist in the army. I told you, you can go serve in the army as an infant, right? In real life, I'm talking about the way that they apply it in real life. But it says he may deny or avoid any other contract during his majority or after he comes of age. Now, all they're trying to tell you is that you need to wake up to a majority status. And that majority status is all centered on your ability to demonstrate that you are competent. Competent in what? Competent in handling your affairs. So it says, at common law, also a male under 14 and a female under 12 cannot make a will. Oh, God, is that a statement? But an infant may serve as agent. So wait, they're telling you that the infant can only do one thing, serve as an agent. What is mind-blowing about all of this stuff is, at the end of the day, if you put it in the context of what we are now uncovering, right, this stuff right here is just mind-blowing. Now, who told y'all to go cancel? Let me pause. So it says, an infant can only sue by his guardian or next friend. These are attorneys or the guardian. And he defends by his guardian, perhaps by a special guardian ad litem, right? So in every sense of it, they're demonstrating that a minor is not competent. And if you're not competent, then you're going to find yourself being shielded, as they just said, by the so-called powers to be, because that's their job. So where does that leave us in the grand scheme of everything? Well, it leaves us questioning and pondering quite a bit. You need to identify if you are, in fact, an infant and or a minor, right, which is interchangeable. You need to, if you are not that, then you need to identify what is that. And if you identify what is that, then you need to separate yourself from what is that. In addition to separating yourself from what is that, you need to make sure after you separate yourself, you need to take some additional steps. I'm gonna try to be candid. Watch this. So this is what we discovered. Let me see if I can pull up something real quick to help you all see this. So in everything that we've done, I told y'all they confirmed everything. Great. All right, cool. So what did they confirm? They confirmed that there's some things that were set up supposedly on our behalf when they set it up on our behalf. But what they don't tell you is, and let me find one that kind of speaks to this language so you all understand what the trap is, right? So here is, I need my glasses. Can't read this shit. Okay, this is a better example. So here's one of the things that was done to us. And I believe I came out sharing a story about the whole placenta and how when you were born with a twin, but you left your twin behind and they kept that twin as abandoned property, and then abandoned property then got the designation, which was the name that was supposedly intended for you in real life. But that assignment was given to that, and they've been, as they said, managing a decedent's estate ever since. So what do we have conclusion on? Well, we have conclusion on the fact that they, in fact, set up an estate for us when you were born, every last one of y'all that are born here, at least. So if they do it here, they do it everywhere. Right? So the mere fact that they set one up for you, they had to administer it. The problem is we were only exposed to what the popular talks were. And the popular talks were centered on three positions. And those three positions were, if it's a trust, they concentrate on grantor, trustee, and beneficiary. If it's an estate, they concentrate on the same three things, except that you're looking at the executor and the beneficiaries, right? You're not really looking at who created it because that person is dead. So the roles that we were taught to occupy and assume, to say that we are the beneficiary, wrong, to say that we are the trustees, wrong, to say that we are the grantors or the settlers of any of these things is all wrong. And if you do think about it, then it makes sense. Like when I'm telling y'all, when y'all take the pain out of it about trying to understand law and all of this shit, and you just look at it, you look at it and you say, okay, if anybody's ever filled out, for example, like life insurance in their past, right? Or you go take out any insurance policy, right? And you have the ability to identify what they consider to be like a beneficiary and things like that. Like they don't pre-fill the document for you. Matter of fact, they'll even tell you, man, if you don't know today, you can always call us back and get that information added to the profile, right? Like it has to come from the people that are actually setting up these things is the point I'm trying to say. So whoever's the grantor, which we now know who the grantor is, they set up the trustees, which are administered, majority of them, through the damn courts. And then from there, we have a better idea of who the beneficiaries are. I can't say I know 100% because there's so many different overlapping layers of these agencies who are involved. So let me paint a big picture before we go so you can have a clear understanding. So a majority of these documents that were completed, they have a language that's similar to this or somewhat consistent to this. So I'm going to read it from the top so y'all hear what they're saying, and then we can go from there. Shout out to Monica for sharing this with me, by the way. So this is what it is. It says, acknowledgments, authorizations, and consent. Now, pay attention. Acknowledgement, authorization, and consent. This is what you give away. These are the three things that they took from it, right? They said, yo, did I tell you this? You said, yeah. Do I have your authorization to proceed? You say, yeah. Do I got your complete, do I have complete control? You say, yeah. All right? So, no guarantees, it says. This is what they say. They say they don't, no guarantees. They're not giving you no guarantees, right? They said, all information given me, freely given me, voluntarily provided to me, right? All information given me, and in particular, all estimates made as to the occurrence of risk of this or alternate anesthetic, I can't see, techniques, or as to the prospects of success. I just need to get shit up. There you go. Success. Now it's too big. Hold on. Right at the top. Are made in the best professional judgment of my anesthesiologist. So that's one. So anesthesiologist is in here. All right, boom. Additional information. Nothing has been said to me. No information has been given to me. And I have not relied upon any information inconsistent with the information in this document. So right there, that's where the acknowledgement is coming from, excuse me, saying that I take full responsibility for every fucking thing that was told to me and everything that wasn't told to me. I'm just going to act like I know, right? That's what you just said. All right, cool. So then it goes down and says particular concerns. It says I have had the opportunity to disclose to and discuss with, which you didn't, the anesthesiologist providing such information, blah, 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 risk or other potential consequences, which you didn't, all right? D, it says questions. I have had the opportunity. This is I have, right? So I have had the opportunity to ask and have asked any questions I may have about the information in this document, which you don't. You freaking don't. You were inebriated. It's impossible that you went through these documents, right? Such questions have been answered in a satisfactory manner. You signed off on this shit. This couldn't be further from the fucking truth, right? So authorized physician. So you wanted to know who we were authorizing. You wanted to know who was getting there. Everything above that was the actual acknowledgments, right? I got this. I know this. I asked this. I did everything that I was supposed to. I'm clear, which you're not. So then it rotates to the authorization now for the physician. So it says, boom, an anesthesiologist or his or her associate, a physician trained in the delivery of anesthesia, or a certified registered nurse. So now we just went from the physician who is not named, it's just described. So what I'm trying to say, this is written for all fucking anesthesiologists who worked in that capacity or his or her associate. These are supposed to be trained, right, or certified in this instance. So this doesn't say I authorize so-and-so. This says I give permission to every fucking body. And I read it from a different source that I have that shows it to you that it's actually saying all physicians, all dentists, all fucking surgeons, all this, all that, even their assistants, everybody. I know for some assistants that they're not trained, so they have to be supervised. It says all of it. Now, let's look at your consent. Now, this is just fucking crazy. It says, I hereby authorize and direct the designated, but it doesn't designate any fucking body up here. I ain't seen no name that says designation. Did y'all hear what I just said? This is what it said. I'm reading the fucking thing, but I'm looking at it, right? I just read y'all every section. We ain't named not one fucking person, right? It says, I hereby authorize and direct the designated anesthesiologist. I'm going to prove to y'all how crazy y'all are, right? Y'all would answer to shit like this and say, yeah, you know, you were talking about this particular person, but it doesn't say that. And or associates and or assistants of his choice to render cheer, which is a fucking dangerous word, as described in this consent form, including any additional procedures. So now you're saying I give them permission to hook me up to some other shit, right? And what did I leave off? It says, yeah, any additional procedures or services, whatever that means, as they may deem necessary. So who deems it necessary? Now you're not even in control of your body anymore. So pay attention. Including any additional anesthetics, radiology, or laboratory services. We just talked about fucking care and services at the top and procedures, but now we have to be specific about these ones? Huh. Or invasive lines. I hereby consent thereto. What the fuck is invasive lines? I have read and I understand all information, see this shit again, acknowledgement, set forth in this document, including any attachment. Oh, God, they kill your ass with attachments. Oh, God. And all blanks were filled in prior to my signing. Is that the case? Hello? Let me educate you all on the falsehood of a lot of these things that we proclaim. So the blanks that are left, I guarantee you more often than not, if it's something that is of importance to them, they'll fill it in for you. And you won't know if you did or you didn't. You just signed to it. You just said every fucking thing that I filled in, I'm signing to, but you didn't sign everything. And you don't know how to negate somebody coming behind you and jeopardizing your document. So what you're supposed to do, a little etiquette for those that are here listening to me. I appreciate it. We're going a little bit over time. But if you want to put a stop to it from now on, anytime you're filling out a fucking document that they prescribe, anything that doesn't apply to you, you need to put that large N with that little forward slash and a fucking A behind it. Why? Because it means not fucking applicable. So now when I write that, and I mean take up space, don't try to just be all cute with it or neat with it. Take up space. If it's a long fucking block, shut that in so they know nothing else go here. Y'all don't know what time it is. And these are contracts that y'all are signing. This authorization for consent to anesthetic care, I hate that word, is and shall remain valid until revoked. Let me ask you a question. You know the math, how long this has been since you signed this. Have you revoked this shit? So when people are trying to hunt people down and you're wondering, well, shit, why are they trying to kidnap me? Well, could it be that you signed off that you were giving up blood, that you were giving up a fucking vital organ? Maybe they want you for something because somebody needs something like that. These are the things that you take out on your kids. These are the things that you put on yourself that not even you. That, well, actually, you too, because you put this shit on yourself. It says, I acknowledge that I have had the opportunity to ask questions about my anesthetic care. I'm telling y'all to look up that fucking word. Described in this consent form, including risk and alternatives, likelihood of achieving goal, recuperation. That means money, by the way, y'all. That means not just like get better. They're talking about recouping fucking funds, right? And acknowledge, and my questions have been answered to my satisfaction. So the pieces that are not here, and that's why I said they're not talking about funds, they're talking about the patient, they're talking about the actual claims that they make because you gave them complete autonomy. Now, this one does not do a great job of doing that, so I leave y'all with this, and then I'm out because I ran over time a little bit, and I had a long day. So let me see if I can read the one that I like. I gotta find one that's a good copy because that shit is hungry. Alright, let's see if I can do this one. Alright, this one is better. It says, I do hereby voluntarily consent, as I said before, to care. I took out medical, but to care at this particular hospital. I hereby authorize all physicians, told you, dentists, pharmacists, behavioral health providers, and their assistants, including physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and even social workers, talk about CPS, employed by the hospital to use such diagnostics and treatment procedures they deem necessary for proper medical management and treatment. I understand that physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and now hygienists are not licensed physicians, dentists, and may help provide medical dental care only under the supervision and direction of a licensed physician or dentist. I also assigned, this is what I'm trying to tell you, it's not about the fucking so-called feel better. They say I also assigned, man, this is so crazy, claim payments to be made payable to the hospital. I agreed to the release of information to Medicare, right, to this other care and third-party payers. I understand that some of the services that may be ordered may not be covered under Medicare or this care or other insurance, and here's what happened, and that I am responsible for any amount that is not paid. So that's why you have all the debt that you have. And then last but not least, this authorization and in addition to that assignment is a permanent one-time signature. What do they say? Permanent one-time signature, which will remain on file and will be used for future claims. I may revoke it at any time by written consent. So what am I trying to tell y'all? At the end of the fucking day, everything that you thought, and this is the issue, people are going to take these things and they're going to think, okay, I got it. Let me run with it. This is the deception. This is the deception. So with that being said, I'll continue to chop these things up in the private with those that are in the classes. Hopefully y'all getting y'all stuff done. But I can't tell you how much I'm not sharing right now that has just been mind-blowing to me. Everything that you could want to confirm is confirmed in these documents, and there is a clear distinction. Oh, let me be clear. There is a clear distinction. Oh, let me be clear. Oh, there are some clear distinctions. Let me be clear. And I'll just leave it at that. And I'm looking at that shit right now in my face. That's so crazy. All right. With that being said, I'm not going to jump to the call lines. I just had a long day. Hope y'all enjoy. Peace, man. Peace. Catch y'all Thursday.